Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a story that is so crazy, so ridiculous that it almost sounds fake? Like, this is AI. This is made up. 314-531-9898. This is an opportunity for you to blow our minds. You tell us a story of like, nah, no way that happened to you. Because this recently happened to Kevin. He had a story that was so interesting. His wife goes, I don't believe you.
Yeah, and what I don't understand is I've told her this story a couple of times because it's happened multiple times. Sadly, President Jimmy Carter passed here a couple of weeks ago, and when he was elected president back in the late 70s, he did a whistle-stop tour of the Midwest, and he took a steamboat. Well, I was living in Hannibal, Missouri at the time, and that steamboat stopped in Hannibal, and he and his entire family, his wife Rosalind and his daughter Amy, they all got off the boat to you know, say hi to the crowd. Well, we got off of school, and we all went down to the riverfront as the schools. All the schools went down there to meet the president, to meet the brand new president. Rosalind Carter, as she was walking through the crowd, noticed me, kissed me on the cheek.
Shut up.
And said, what a handsome young man. And
wow.
Moved on.
Wow.
And so after President Jimmy Carter passed, I was retelling the story because after Rosalind Carter passed a few years ago, I told my wife the same thing. And she's like, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. There's no proof. There's nobody to corroborate your story.
That does kind of sound like a fever dream.
But why?
Why would it say the first lady kissed
them? Yeah.
Like, you know, of all the kiss and tell stories, you chose the first lady?
Exactly. I'm like a first grader.
Yeah. It's not like you said he was hooking up with the first lady.
Exactly.
You said he was a first grader.
And it was Rosalind Carter. It was Jimmy Carter's wife. She kissed me on the cheek. How is that hard to believe? And Sarah's like, I don't believe you.
But still, dude, one of your kisses in your life is the first lady. That's like legit.
No. That's a flex.
That's a flex
I know. I know. And I don't.
It does kind of sound fake, though.
It's not. Why would you make that up?
Because you didn't. When we posted we just recently reposted our kissing video. Oh, we had to do the kissing video where you had to stand in, like, the circle if you kiss someone with an R. You didn't step in for Rosalind.
Oh, I didn't. Well, yeah, but that was.
You know, we didn't know. Start listing your, like,
her
kisses.
Her lips were on you. That counts. You
okay. That's why I don't know if I believe you
All
or
right.
not.
All right.
Yeah, it was like, it's kind of like that story when I got shot and I survived a gunshot.
I don't believe that for a damn
Guys!
Second. I'll never. I will die on the hill that you did not get shot.
I survived a gunshot to the back of the head. I'm 50 Cent. Yeah, so I was at my, you know, uncle's farm, turned around to grab a beer, and a gunshot went in the back of my head. I said I was hit. I was hit. Went down, bleeding and everything. Survived, because a bullet can't even stop
when
this guy.
When I die, the first thing I'm asking God is, did Brett get shot in the back of the head?
That's just a waste of a question. Like, I
well,
will
yes, it is a waste
never,
of a question.
It's a waste of a question because there's no chance that happened.
It's such a true story, guys. Why does nobody believe me?
Because you're an insane person.
That's just not.
And
yeah.
That's the first question you're asking
This
God.
Honestly makes me mad. You did not get shot.
Okay. What is a story like me that all your friends are just in denial in the room? What is a story like Kevin that even your wife has trouble believing? 314-531-9898. It is 100% true, but it sounds so ridiculous. It almost sounds fake. Do you have a story that is so wild, so ridiculous, and crazy that people don't even believe you, but it's 100% true? Like, oh my God, this is 100% true, but it sounds so crazy that no one believes you. Like, Kevin got a kiss from the first lady on the cheek.
Yeah, years ago, the Carter family was traveling in the Midwest. Rosalind Carter came off the boat. We were down there as a school. I was a first grader. She kissed me on the cheek. Why is that hard to believe?
We believe you, Kev.
I got shot, and I lived to tell about a shot in the back of the head.
We don't believe you, Brett.
Yeah,
nope.
That's a little harder to believe.
Guys, Gabrielle, you got shot. You lived to tell about it. Who shot you?
Myself.
Oh!
Whoa!
What?
I don't know. A bow and arrow. I shot myself through the hand with a bow and arrow.
It's like that scene from Grown Ups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it because you were holding it incorrectly? Is that how that happens?
No, it like splintered off and webbed through my hand.
Oh. You know what? Her like self-accountability makes this story more believable. Brett was like, oh, I was grilling a hot dog and someone shot me. Like, that makes it less believable.
Thank you so much for the call, Gabriel. And being another person who followed a person who got shot to live to tell about it. Ralph, you were face-to-face with what?
A bear. And you tell the story.
Face-to-face with a bear? And you lived
in the Canadian wilderness, and we were coming across this portage, 2.5 miles, and I got sunk in the mud, and the guide told me to wash off in the lake, and I did, and I waited back for the packs and everything. Well, the other people went back to go get the rest of the stuff, and a bear came down the same path that we came down, and I didn't know I was standing in front of a food pack, and he took the food pack instead of me, thankfully.
Wow.
See, I believe that.
See, Ralph face to face with the bear saw Ralph and the bear got scared.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped in a pit of sharks before, too, guys.
Whatever.
Guys, you don't believe me? In Belize, they said, hey, there's all these sharks.
It was probably like a paid excursion.
Baby sharks.
We don't believe you.
Megan, take your phone off Bluetooth or speakerphone. Megan, so what is your story? All of a sudden, there was guns drawn on you?
Oh, I think she.
Megan,
took her phone all the way off.
She took her phone all the way off. So Megan had a story where she was actually dating and hooking up with a cop, and she went to go like find his cop car, like let's go like rendezvous. She pulled up to the spot, and like 20 squad cars ran up and pulled their guns on her. And she's like, oh my God, I was just like going to the meeting spot. And it turns out there was someone with her description that they were looking for. And it wasn't her. They all had guns drawn.
Wow.
Crazy story,
that
right?
That is crazy. Another story about stolen stuff. We got a text saying my cousin, when she first moved to Atlanta, had her car stolen in what she thought was later on return. But what happened is movie producers saw her car and they wanted it for a movie, so they took it and then brought it back afterwards.
What?
No, there's no way that story is true. That's crazy. I always see that in the movies, too, when you like think a cop like jumps out, and you're like, give me this car.
Yeah.
And then what are you laughing about?
That's how your car got stolen.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, Kevin was laughing like, oh, man, that's going to happen to Brett.
We need an SUV with Texas plates.
We heard that Kias are easy to steal.
Right.
So the movie producer just came in and stole my car. That explains some stuff.